Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Today's episode is about hope, about not giving up, about following through and making a difference in your life. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. It's good to be in the present moment again, right? Firstly, I would like to share with you an email that I received that went straight to my heart. It goes something like this. Hi Georgian, I just wanted to write and let you know how much I'm enjoying your gratitude podcast. I'm a newcomer to this field, having gone through a couple of spells of depression, but I'm getting lots of inspiration from your amazing interviews. Some days I find gratitude comes easily, and I love those days, and others not so easily despite my best efforts, but I will keep on trying. I will be sharing your podcast with friends and family who I think will appreciate the sincerity of your work. But most importantly, I wanted to let you know that you have inspired yet another person with your crucial mission. Thank you so much for your inspiration. You are performing such an essential, priceless role. I would love one day to be able to inspire people the way you do. Wishing you all of life's blessings. Jess. After her email, I wrote back thanking her for this amazing email and for the amazing words. And she also had some questions about how to go through the harder days at the beginning of a new gratitude journey. And I gladly answered them in the email. And afterwards, she got back with this email. Dear Georgian, wow, what a lovely message. Thank you so very much. You know what? I think that amongst all the really helpful tips in your extremely thoughtful message, I now have an even more powerful tool, your message itself. I'm going to print it out and keep it where I can easily refer to at any time I need to. To feel a connection by way of a direct message from someone whose work has inspired me so much is something that I feel extremely grateful for. Your reply also coincides with a couple of other very positive things that have happened to me today, and I have absolutely no doubt that they are happening as a result of my pursuing a path towards more gratitude. Thank you so much, Georgian. Please feel free to share anything in my correspondence with your audience if you feel it would be value, if you feel it would be of value to anyone out there. If I can repay even a fraction of the positivity your work has given me, then that would mean such a lot to me. I will continue to pass on details of your podcast to anyone I think can contribute to this extremely powerful and healing mission. With very best wishes for your brightest future and overwhelming success of the podcast, which I think has actually already happened, Jess. Wow, this was an amazing message, and oh, you can't imagine how amazing this feels to receive such a message. Jess, thank you so much for writing it and for sharing so many beautiful words with me. Thank you. This message actually inspired this episode. I'm receiving this message after almost 2 years of hard work, of consistent work on the podcast, on myself to get better and better at different things that are related to the podcast. And this is happening because I didn't give up. Because I went on, I continued to do my best to share as much value as I could and to make things as practical and as applicable as possible. And now you and Jess are enjoying positive benefits thanks to me not giving up. But this is not about me. I wanted to give you my own example because it might be close at hand. But we, as humans, have a bit of a tendency to give up too early on things. And sometimes we are so close to reaching what we wanted, and because we give up, we lose hope and we stop going towards what we actually want. And it can be the same with the gratitude practice. For instance, you might have tried to journal for quite a while. Maybe you managed to do this for a week or so, but other things came up and life happened and you couldn't go on with the habit. My message for you is, don't give up. Find new solutions. If a physical journal doesn't work for you, use a journal that's on your phone. If you don't like writing on your phone, use the journal, the physical journal. If it's too big, get a smaller one. And in general, with your gratitude practice, if you forgot to do it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe a week, or even a month, don't give up. Keep at it. Get back on track, because it's your life, and it's much more beautiful when you get to be back in the habit of appreciating it more and more. One mistake that I'm making, and I was making more of it in the past, I'm working on making sure that I'm making this mistake less, is that if something didn't happen in the time period that I gave it, like if something didn't happen in 3 months, my usual tendency was to give up. And I gave up hope mostly. I thought, okay, this should have been 3 months. Okay, it didn't happen in 3 months. Okay, it will never happen. But the interesting is that if we look at our lives, we see that many times things just took a little bit longer. And most of the things that we wanted, sooner or later, we got to have them, we got to experience them. And if they didn't happen until that particular date or that particular year, that doesn't mean that they won't happen at all and that we should lose hope. Because it's just not true. It's just not how things work. Because usually when we have a wish, when we desire something, it's something new. When we have no idea how much time it would take to actually materialize, to actually happen in our existence. So why lose hope? When we lose hope, a part of our brain thinks that we are actually being protected. When we are hopeless, we are protected against disappointments. But what I've found is that you can only become disappointed if you make the decision to do so. If you say, okay, it didn't happen until this date, it means that I should be disappointed. Unless we put a time limit to something, we can't get disappointed actually, because we don't know when it should happen. And we can still have hope, we can still think that it will happen. It just needs a little more time. And I'm sure that you can think about some experiences in your life that were amazing, that took a little bit more time than you thought. Let's do this now. Think about 3 things that took more time and that you can congratulate yourself that you were able to keep on it and not give up. Or if you can't think of such experiences or such things, just think about 3 things from your past that you're grateful for. And be honest with yourself and answer this question. Did it take the time that I thought it would take in order for this thing to happen in my life? Usually everything takes more than we estimated. when you think about a project, when you think about, I don't know, finding a spouse, finding a partner, or most of the things tend to take a little bit more time than we estimated. And sometimes it's really, really hard to have patience, because a part of us isn't wired for patience. Most of our desires, most of the things that we want them now. And many times, the time between when we want something and when we get it can be a little bit stressful. Like, come on, I want it now. Why is it taking so long? You can think about food when you're waiting in a restaurant, or buying some gadget. When you're at the restaurant and the food takes a little bit more to get to you, you don't give up. You just have a little bit more patience. And I wanted to get to this. The fact that I don't want you to give up on yourself, on your dreams, on the things that really matter to you. I don't want you to give up on gratitude, on having a practice of gratitude and of integrating it in your life beautifully. Depression, for instance, has a lot to do with giving up, with feeling hopeless. But there is always hope. So don't give up. Just give things more time. And to enjoy the journey while you wait for some things, or you take action on some things that take a little bit more, choose to take gratitude with you on this journey. And appreciate those small things that are happening to you each and every day. They might be far away from your goal, from your dream, but they can help you get there much faster than you ever imagined. So don't give up. Choose gratitude, choose patience, and all of the things that you wished for, that you dreamed for, will come into your reality sooner or later. You have the power to make it happen. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. I wish you an amazing day, and like always, keep seeking gratitude.